Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Tuesday, April 7th, Cardinal George Pell is released from prison after his conviction for child sexual abuse is overturned. We take a look at preparations for Holy Week celebrations amid the coronavirus pandemic, and Pope Francis reminds us that we are born to serve. In the Vatican, I am Francesca Merlo. On Tuesday morning, the judges serving on Australia's High Court announced their decision to overturn Cardinal Pell's conviction, saying that the evidence did not establish guilt to the requisite standard of proof. Sister Bernadette Rees tells us more.
Cardinal George Pell's legal battle ended on Tuesday morning. Australia's High Court announced their unanimous decision to overturn the guilty verdict upheld by Victoria's Court of Appeal last August. The High Court justices based their decision on the fact that the appellate court had failed to take into consideration whether there remained a reasonable possibility that the offending had not taken place, leaving open reasonable doubt as to the cardinal's guilt. The cardinal has been in prison since the February 2019 guilty verdict was announced. Shortly after the High Court acquitted him this morning, he left the prison and is reported to have been taken to a monastery in Melbourne. Cardinal Pell released a statement after hearing the High Court's decision. In it, he reiterates that he has consistently maintained his innocence. Addressing the person who brought the charges against him, Cardinal Pell said, "I hold no ill will towards my accuser." And thinking of others who may feel hurt and bitterness, he said that he does not want his acquittal to add any additional pain. "The basis for long-term healing," he continued, "is truth. And the only basis for justice is truth, because justice means truth for all." He also thanked his family, all his supporters, and especially his legal team. Archbishop Mark Coleridge, the president of the Australian Bishops' Conference, acknowledged in a statement he issued that Pell's acquittal was welcome by some and devastating for others, and that many have suffered through the process. He reiterated that children's safety is the commitment of the Catholic community and Australia's bishops. I'm Sister Bernadette Rees.
The Holy See Press Office has released a statement following the High Court's decision. It reads as follows. The Holy See, which has always expressed confidence in the Australian judicial authority, welcomes the High Court's unanimous decision concerning Cardinal George Pell, acquitting him of the accusations of abuse of minors and overturning his sentence. Entrusting his case to the court's justice, Cardinal Pell has always maintained his innocence and has waited for the truth to be ascertained. At the same time, the Holy See reaffirms its commitment to preventing and pursuing all cases of abuse against minors. Pope Francis has greeted the chief rabbi of Rome and the city's Jewish community on the occasion of the Jewish feast of Pesach, or Passover, that starts on the evening of April the 8th and continues to the evening of April 16th. Robin Gomes has the details.
Pope Francis is inviting Jews and Christians to renew the bonds of friendship and commitment towards the most needy of our society, particularly in the current ordeal we are all going through. The Pope's invitation came in a message to Chief Rabbi Riccardo Di Segni of Rome, in which he offered his heartiest wishes to him and the entire Jewish community of the city on the occasion of the Jewish feast of Pesach or Passover. Pesach commemorates the start of the exodus of Jews from slavery in Egypt, as narrated in the Bible. Jesus himself celebrated the feast of the Passover with his disciples in Jerusalem, just before his passion, death, and resurrection, the solemn paschal mysteries of the Christian faith that are celebrated during the Holy Week that culminates with Easter. May the Almighty, who has freed his beloved people from slavery and led them to the promised land, accompany you even today with the abundance of his blessings, the Pope wrote in the message, said the Vatican's newspaper L'Osservatore Romano. I assure my remembrance and ask you to continue to pray for me, the Pope concluded. Di Segni reciprocated, noting that this year is a special Easter in which normal life has been disrupted by the current epidemic that creates mourning, fears, and economic and social disasters. The chief rabbi assured, "We are all committed to help, to comfort, to solicit an examination of conscience, and to ask our Creator for help." He pointed out that it is precisely at these moments that we measure in concrete terms the common values of our faiths and the need to work together for the collective good. Di Segni concluded, wishing that in spite of everything, it be a peaceful Easter, the bearer of renewal and the announcement of a better world. I am Robin Gomes.
The Apostolic Almoner, or the Pope's official almsgiver, has addressed the cardinals, archbishops, bishops and prelates who are members of the Papal Chapel, or Cappella Papale, inviting them to an act of solidarity during the current Holy Week. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the liturgical celebrations presided over by the Holy Father during Holy Week will be without the presence of those who, in accordance with the motu proprio Pontificalis Domus, make up the Papal Chapel. Apostolic Almoner Polish Cardinal Konrad Krajewski, who heads the Office of Papal Charities, has written to the members of the Papal Chapel inviting them to make a contribution to a collection in order to share in the sufferings of those in trial during the current health emergency in Italy and in the Vatican. He described it as a sign of their closeness and special unity with the Pontiff, the Bishop of Rome, who presides over the universal communion of charity. Cardinal Krajewski said that the Holy Father will later decide on the beneficiaries of the alms collected. Members of the Papal Chapel assist the Pope in his functions as the spiritual head of the Church, especially in ceremonies and liturgies. Holy Week is one of the most important periods in the Church's calendar, yet this year, due to the coronavirus, many people will be following celebrations from their own homes. Irish Capuchin Father Brian Shortall is a parish priest at the Church of St. Francis of Assisi in North Dublin in Ireland. Speaking to Lydia O'Kane, he described life in his parish since the COVID-19 outbreak and the importance of social media in reaching out to his flock.
Well, many people are very scared, I suppose. The older members of our community and of our society are cocooned, as the term is known around here. What that means is anybody over 70 years of age is more susceptible to the ravages of coronavirus CV19. So the chief medical officer has guided our Department of Health and our government. But our medical experts have advised the government that all our citizens who are over 70 should be cocooned. So they should stay indoors and they shouldn't venture out, because the danger is that they meet people who might be vectors or carriers of COVID-19, could pass it on to them. And it is known that our older citizens and people with underlying health conditions are more likely to be quite ill with this CV. So people, both in my parish and further afield, are quite frightened by it. But there's also a great strength, and there's a great sense of community spirit, albeit having been physically distant and socially isolated. People are rediscovering methods of reaching out from the isolation of their homes and their immediate families, because lots of people don't live on their own. They'd have, you know, maybe other people in the house as well. But they're rediscovering social media, webcams, social media platforms and so on. So that's helping.
That was Irish Capuchin Father Brian Shortall speaking there to Lydia O'Kane. The Dicastery for Laity, Family and Life is calling on everyone to do more to assist the elderly, especially during the coronavirus emergency. Christopher Wells reports on the Dicastery's letter calling for prayer and action to help those most at risk from COVID-19.
In a letter released on their website on Tuesday, the Dicastery says, "Our concerns and grateful thoughts go out to the elderly today, to return at least a little of that tenderness with which each of us has been accompanied in life, and that the maternal caress of the Church reach each of them." While noting that the elderly have been particularly hard hit by COVID-19, the Dicastery also focuses on the loneliness faced by many older people. Quoting Pope Francis, it says that loneliness can be a disease, but with charity, closeness, and spiritual comfort, we can heal it. For this reason, the Dicastery says, it's important to do everything possible to remedy this condition of abandonment. In the current crisis, it continues, this could mean saving lives. Although social distancing norms sadly make home visits impossible, the Dicastery recognizes how people are finding new and creative forms of presence in order to be close to their loved ones. But it continues, the gravity of the moment calls all of us to do more, including prayer for the elderly, care for the disease of loneliness, and the activation of solidarity networks, among other things. The Dicastery calls for special attention for those in residential facilities who face very difficult situations, despite the devotion and sacrifices of the staff dedicated to their care. Despite the complexity of the situation we are living, it is necessary to clarify that saving the lives of the elderly who live within residential homes or who are alone or sick is a priority as much as saving any other person. The Dicastery concludes its letter with a call to join in prayer for grandparents and elderly around the world, inviting everyone to gather around them with our thoughts and prayers. And when possible, they say, let's act so that they are not alone. I'm Christopher Wells.
And finally, Pope Francis opened his Mass on Tuesday morning in the Casa Santa Marta by praying for people who suffer unjust sentences because of persecution. Then, in his homily, the Pope reminds us that we are chosen to serve. Father Benedict Maiacchi tells us more.
Io vorrei pregare oggi per tutte le persone che soffrono una sentenza ingiusta per l'accanimento.
I would like to pray today for all those persons who suffer an unjust sentence because of persecution.
In questi giorni di Quaresima abbiamo visto la persecuzione che ha subito Gesù e come I dottori della legge.
Pope Francis explained that Jesus was hounded by the doctors of the law even though he was innocent.
La profezia di Isaia che abbiamo ascoltato è una profezia sul Messia.
The Pope explained that Isaiah's prophecy from Isaiah 49:1-6 relates to the Messiah and the people of God. God chose the prophet before he was born, and in the same way, each one of us is chosen with the vocation of serving from our mother's womb. None of us fell into this world by chance.
Io nasco con il destino di essere figlio di Dio, di essere servo di Dio.
To serve is not pretending that we have any other benefit to give than serving, said Pope Francis. Jesus, the servant of God, gives us an example of service. The glory of Jesus was in serving until death, and it seemed a defeat, but it was a way of serving. Pope Francis explained that the important thing is our attitude before God, who chose us and anointed us as his servants. Except for Our Lady and for Jesus, we have all fallen. And the example of Peter gives us a source of inspiration. When Peter denied Jesus and the cock crowed, he cried and he repented. This is the path of a servant who asks for forgiveness when he or she slips and falls.
Pensiamo oggi a Gesù, il servo, fedele nel servizio.
Concluding his homily, the Pope invited us to think of Jesus who was faithful in service. Pope Francis prayed that, like Peter, we may be able to weep when we slip and fall. I'm Father Benedict Maiacchi.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, and to hear this broadcast as a podcast, be sure to visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Many thanks go to our sound engineers in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo.